Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. Boys, Sammy in the Natty. Welcome back to another Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley, the man who left his job May 6, 2005. Going for my dream, baby. Failed miserably, fell on my face. The laughing stock of Southwest Ohio. Mocked, ridiculed, made fun of. Only to be redeemed. Well, maybe. I mean, look, dude. We're all day to day, aren't we? Shouting redeemed into the microphone. Anyway, this podcast is to inspire you. No matter how far you've fallen, man, it's how high you bounce when you get back up. And to remove yourself from negative people. If I can tell you one piece of advice that I would give the younger version of myself, it is to get the hell away from negative people, because it is like the quicksand around your dream, man. You will sink so far, and you won't be able to get out of it. It's the people that you hang around, man. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. It is so true. That's the advice I would give my younger self. That's the advice I give my kids all the time as well. Whether they're listening or not, I've got to wait about 20 years for that one. But that's my best advice for somebody getting started right now in your entrepreneurial journey. I want to share a story with you about an individual I just found online after a while. I hadn't seen him, probably shared the stage with him maybe 8 years ago. The guy's banking serious coin online, and in my opinion, I'm not going to use a name. I'm not even going to use the industry that he's selling, but he's running major Facebook traffic. Got to be making $200,000 to $300,000 a month, only because I can just see the amount of conversions and traffic and everything going on with his ads. And it's a topic that, is he the most well-versed individual? No. But here it is. So here's the lesson. Let's dive in to the Everyday Saturday podcast, the show about motivation, inspiration, success, entrepreneurship, a little bit of marketing tips as well. Who knows, might throw some speaker training in there. But today, I want to highlight, like I said, this individual, gentleman, great guy, nothing bad to say about him personally, great guy, okay? Professionally, not the best in his industry at what he does, yet he's got to be making, like I said, at least $200,000 to $300,000 a month. Starting with a simple Facebook ad, all right? A Facebook ad that goes to a what? To a landing page that does what? That gathers a name and an email. And then when that person puts their name and email in for that ebook, it starts dripping. You get automatic drip email campaigns. The first one comes right to you with the ebook that you offered. And look, it doesn't need to be an ebook. Just kind of a side note, if you're trying to build your presence online and build a mailing list, it can be a special report, it can be an infographic, it can be a cheat sheet of how to do something, just 5 or 6 tips. It doesn't need to be anything elaborate, you know. It can be a checklist, you know. That's what I tell my clients all the time. My buddy Jason, who listens to the show as well, we got our coaching call tomorrow, and he just wrote a dynamite ebook, man. A dynamite. You're going to hear Jason on the podcast when he's ready to come out. But we've been working together a couple months. This dude wrote a dynamite ebook, and he left me a Voxer message, Voxer, the walkie-talkie app, the other day. He said, "Hey, man, this was a great ebook. And even after you told me 90% of the people aren't even going to read it," I felt bad listening back to it, because that's what I told him. I said, "Look, dude, I'll never forget Tony Robbins saying, 90% of the people don't even crack the cellophane on his CDs and DVDs. This was, you know, 10 years ago when people actually listened to CDs and watched DVDs. But Tony's point, and any marketer's point, you know, is that people will download your lead magnet, or they'll even buy your product, and most people don't get to page 10 of a new book that they start reading. You know, it's that shiny object syndrome. It's the distraction. It's off you know, most people are like a bubble on a skillet, man. They're all over the place. So when you develop that lead magnet for somebody, understand, put some thought into it. But the whole purpose of that lead magnet is to now distinguish you as a credible expert in whatever it is you want to talk about. And don't get hung up on that word expert, okay? I use it. Other people use it. I don't mean that you got it. It doesn't mean you need to be the best of the best of the best and only you know about this particular thing. That's never going to be the case. You know, Mark Zuckerberg isn't an expert on social media. You know, Michael Dell isn't an expert on computers, you know, in that sense. But then they are experts. If you were to hire one of these individuals and have them come speak, you're probably going to pay them $500,000 for an hour keynote because they've commanded that, you know, with their credibility. So when you're creating a lead magnet, whether it's an infographic, a cheat sheet, whatever it is, you know, understand most people aren't going to read it. But it starts that credibility campaign. And then, so I opted into this dude's funnel because I'm like, wow, I haven't seen this guy in forever, man. I remember sharing a stage with him in Dallas or Orlando or something like that. Maybe it was LA, I can't remember. But I remember, you know, selling from stage, and he didn't do well at all. As a matter of fact, they gave him the lunch crowd, meaning, hey, if you're interested, we got a guest speaker coming in for lunch, where the main speakers like myself, we speak throughout the day. You know, the whole room, everybody's in there, 500 people in the room. The lunch crowd, there might be 125 people. I was like, and he didn't. He might have sold 5 units of what he was selling for, you know, $1,000 or $1,500, as opposed to selling 100 units at $1,000, you know, during a 90-minute presentation. So I'm just setting all this up because this has everything to do with you. Listen, all right, it's coming. All right, the big aha moment, the big idea from today's podcast is coming right away on this, and you need to listen because this is why most people don't succeed. All right, so here's why it matters so much to you. All right, everybody gets caught up in, I don't know as much as the other person. You're never going to know as much as somebody else. I don't know as much about podcasting. I've been doing it 15 years. There's thousands of people, because not that many people podcast as much as they should, that's for sure. There's got to be probably thousands of people who know more about the technical aspect of podcasting. What if I never launched a podcasting course because I was waiting to know as much from the technical aspect as somebody else? I would have never ever got on a stage to talk. I would have never had any clients. I wouldn't even have the show. You know, I wouldn't have anybody on my calendar. By the way, did I even plug the calendar yet? Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. I want to talk to you. I'm going to call you on the phone. If you're international, we'll jump on a Zoom call. I will coach you up in 30 minutes. You'll have amazing ideas on how to launch your own message. Launchwithsam.com. But what if you wait? You know, and you wait and you wait. This individual didn't wait. Now, he didn't have a great sales from stage when I met him back in the day. He didn't wait, though, until he knew the most about the topic. Pick one: stocks, real estate, investing, social media, speaking, webinar, whatever it is, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is that these people sell from stage. He didn't wait until he knew the most. He said, I know what I know, and I know that this is more than most people will ever know about this topic. Again, fill in the blank about what it is you do. So many people get hung up in, well, I don't really know that much about it as much as, you know, Tony Robbins or Tim Ferriss or Les Brown. I mean, if this is me talking, I would have never got started because I would have cut. And by the way, this happened to me. I Googled motivational speakers in 2004, 2005. I was like, I want to be a motivational speaker. And I Googled it, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe not so much. And that was 2005 when there was like nobody on Google. Nobody even had a podcast. I'm like, what's my angle going to be? Like, I can't, nobody wants to hear me. I can't rah, 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 rah. Nobody wants to hear rah, rah, rah. And you got to get on the circuit and get any speaking gigs. But stayed with it. And I figured out, you know what? I got to find that little area, just that little niche, man. Just like that little sliver. There's 7 billion people in the world. I just got to find my little, you know, place in the sandlot and play with people, you know, and get to know individuals and help them out. Just help them get from point A to point B. That's all I got to do, you know. And once that pressure came off, everything changed. Everything changed for the better. You know, it's like, I don't have to know everything. I just got to know a little bit more than the individual I'm coaching and training, and everybody wins. They feel like they got the value. I feel great because I helped somebody, and I don't got to solve their life problems, and neither do you. Understand that's so critical. You don't have to solve everybody's life problem. You just got to get them from point A to point B. So this individual who I found on Facebook yesterday, I'm like, wow, he's got like mad engagement on his Facebook ads. I mean, we're talking thousands of thousands and tens and thousands of likes and there's some negative hate and comments out there, but look, that just comes once you put yourself out there, you know? And he's got hundreds and hundreds of people sharing his ad. One ad. That's how I know he's banking millions of dollars off this. And it all he's teaching very basic concepts. Opt in. Here's my infographic, my cheat sheet, my checklist. This is what I learned over the past 6 months to a year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. That's it. Doesn't pretend to be anything more than he is. Talking to the novice individual inside that industry. That's it. And he's getting thousands of engagements every single day on the ad and selling hundreds and thousands a month. Why? How do I know that? Because I opted into his funnel and he's got the typical $97 product. Once you get it, $997, coaching for $10,000-$20,000. I mean, I kind of did a little bit of homework up front, but I'm thinking, okay, this guy, he's got the tripwire. He's got the little, you know, upfront cost after you opt into the free funnel. You've seen this. It's not like you haven't seen the same thing. And then it goes up from there. And it all starts because he didn't wait until he knew everything about a topic. He just got going. You don't got to get it right. You just have to get it going. He just got going. He didn't care. He didn't wait to, well, I don't know as much as, imagine if he would have waited. I don't know as much as Sam Crowley does about speaking. I was only on the lunch portion of the speaking engagement. Sam got the main stage. I can't teach anybody. You know, had he sat around and done that the whole time, he would have never launched this $1 million. And congratulations to him for not waiting around to do that. You know, so there's something for you that you've been waiting on, that you've been sitting around, well, I'll get to it someday, one day. Let me tell you, someday, one day isn't on the calendar, okay? That is not a day on the calendar. You're lying to yourself. You're procrastinating because you're lying to yourself because for a few reasons. You might not think you're qualified, you're not good enough, you're scared, maybe you don't have the money. All of those are just smoke screens and a story that you're telling yourself to delay it so you don't have to feel any of that. And in the meantime, you're dying a slow death. And you're going to be wondering 20 years from now why the hell you never got started in the first place, because there was nothing to fear. Absolutely zero to fear. This all upside, guys. There's nothing but upside to this. Once you get out of your head of what are people going to think, or what if somebody sees it? So what if somebody sees it? So what? Who cares? You're not here. You weren't placed on earth to worry about what other people think. You were placed on earth to add tremendous value to help individuals move forward, to take your intellectual property and your God-given gifts, to serve other people, and to make a difference, man. None of that that I just described involves other people's opinions, because other people's opinions don't pay your bills. Let me say that again, because some people might actually think this is true. Other people's opinions don't pay your bills. Last I checked, you know what pays your bills? Adding massive value and you getting paid for it. Everybody wins when you take that step forward. Everybody wins when you take that step forward. So take the step forward. I'm so proud of this dude, man. I know I kind of took a couple shots at him at the beginning of the podcast, not to take him down a notch, but to kind of lay the groundwork to say, look, he didn't know any more than anybody else. He probably didn't even know enough. Here's why it was so dangerous. He probably didn't even know what he didn't even know. He's like, I'm just going to launch this Facebook ad campaign, teach people basic stuff about this topic. I'm going to go make $1 million. And what do you know? It actually happened. And it can happen for you too. It can happen. You just got to get going. All right. Book your power call. I want to talk to you. Sam Crowley, launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. If you're international, we'll jump on a Zoom call. Either way, we'll strategize and get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.